In the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus began to teach the disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Take up their cross. What can it have meant to the disciples, his closest followers? They had not yet seen Jesus on the cross and found it impossible to believe that he would suffer and be killed. Did they understand what he meant? Deny themselves? Carry a cross? We heard Peter's response and the rebuff he had from Jesus. Was Jesus asking too much of them? They must have been mystified. Yet again, one of the mysteries surrounding Jesus is the clear link he establishes between suffering on the cross and his mission. We have heard or read this verse many times, but have we really heeded its implications? Let's ask for help and understanding and God's grace to penetrate this mystery and gain a greater understanding of what it means to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, and to embrace the consequences. What Jesus is suggesting is totally countercultural. Daily news weighs heavy on our minds, doesn't it? The evil, the violence, the hatred, and sometimes the superficiality of celebrity culture is an escape and a light relief. Celebrity culture shouts, "Take care of number one, promote yourself." Jesus says, "If you want to follow me, lose yourself, deny yourself." Celebrity life is a ladder you climb. Use your money, your looks, your influence. Get on, succeed. And Jesus says, if you want to follow me, do so in humility. Putting others before your own needs. Sacrificing for the love of others. Biblical humility is the practice of meekness and obedience to God. And I've always been told that meekness is not the Uriah Heep, ever so humble. Meekness is, if I take for an example, training a dog. You have your dog at the side, you have something he wants, And you go like this and you go, stay. And you do it again, stay. And he's looking up at you. The next time you go, fetch. And the dog goes. That is what meekness is. It's something you desperately want to do, but you don't. You are obedient. And that's where our temptations come into this. Celebrity culture says, live for today. Jesus says, lose your own life for my sake, and you'll gain true life into eternity. Jesus really is turning the world upside down. I was advised by a wise mentor, Mary, know yourself. And I valued that advice. It's an honest recognition of our own worth. A delicate balance between recognizing our failings, our strengths, and knowing all the time how much God loves and values us. If anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me. This plea is near the heart and centre of our faith. And I see it as threefold. We focus first on the word wants. Wants to follow me. We have to express a desire and an intention to follow in his ways. It will be a way of life. We have to play an active role. No drifting along with the occasional commitment. And then let's look at let him deny himself. And we note a startling honesty of Jesus. There cannot be any enforcement of rules or regulations. He didn't lure his followers with promises of an easy life. Think of Winston Churchill promising blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We will be challenged. We will balk at some of the demands made upon us. And it certainly needs some searching, personal searching of ourselves, to know ourselves, saying no to our natural inclination for comfort and self-will. No to every self-seeking action, self-aggrandizement. No to instincts and desires which tempt us to veer away from his ways. And I believe we have to name them to change them. In what way do we take up our cross? When criminals were heading towards their crucifixion, they carried the cross piece of their cross. The upright was already there. They carried the cross piece. And it was a walk of shame, jeered as they walked by. Crowds of onlookers. As we name our failures and shortcomings, we will have an inner shame. But if we seriously tackle our own weaknesses, we will have a victory. And the changes in our lives will be the visible sign of our commitment. Our walk with Jesus is not an afternoon stroll. Life is no longer about my agenda, no longer about me. When we follow Jesus, our life is handed over into his custody. We won't lose our personality. It won't be obscured. It will be enhanced. Discipleship will become a journey of discovery of ourselves when we decide we want to follow him. Amen.